This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Economics. I've got a very interesting gentleman here for the first segment. His name is Dr. Paul Kenbar. Dr. Kenbar is a professor. He has recently written a book called Dupes, D-U-P-E-S, referring to pretty well-known people in recent history who have been duped by other people. And I have to say that he feels that way very definitely about John Kerry. He feels that way very definitely about Barack Obama. He feels that way about H.G. Wells. He feels that way about George Bernard Shaw and other people. Dr. Kenbar, I'd like to start out talking a little bit about John Kerry. And the reason I'm saying that is what really attracted me when Sandy mentioned your book and that you were available for radio interviews is the fact that Kerry negotiated secretly when he was not in political office with the Iranians. And I have to say that I think that's treasonous.
Well, at the very least, Al, I mean, it looks like it probably violates the Logan Act. And the Logan Act was done in 1799, and it's a U.S. federal law that explicitly forbids, in fact, technically it makes it a criminal act, I believe, for an unauthorized person to try to represent the U.S. government in areas of foreign policy with a country with which the United States is in dispute. Mm-hmm. And I use that word dispute very specifically because some people listening might think, well, Ken Gore is skirting that. It's a country that we're at war with. No. It actually uses the word dispute. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even have to be a country that we're technically at war with. And we've certainly long been in dispute with Iran. And so to have John Kerry secretly negotiating with the Iranian foreign minister in New York in order to preserve the Iran nuclear deal, while the current Secretary of State and the current President of the United States, who John Kerry doesn't work for, are trying to rescind and cancel the Iran deal. And I would tell this to people, I would implore liberals, try to put aside your feelings about how you feel about the Iran deal. Yeah, right. They can't do that. And I got to tell you, Al, I mean, I don't want to disclose names. This sounds kind of cryptic. I have a former student, one of my best former students, who was involved in some of the stuff on the Iran deal, and he's very conservative. He actually liked the Iran deal. He used to tell me he thought it was a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm not an expert on the Iran deal. If I really looked into it closely, I don't know, maybe I might have a more positive feeling than I do about it. But I'm just saying, as a strict interpretation of the spirit of the Logan Act, I mean, that is his actions seem to be in violation of that.
Well, I think a lot of people who fall into the category of do-gooders, who fall into the category, more importantly than that, of I'm the prettiest baby in the nursery and I can do whatever I want, I think people who fall in that category, you're not going to change their minds. Dr. Kenbar, let me say one thing about that. I feel very strongly about that, by the way. Let's talk about some of the other folks you highlighted in your book. Let's talk about Barack Obama.
Yeah, and Barack Obama, it's hard to describe him as whether or not he was duped or if he's somebody who was a duper, right? Mm-hmm. If he's somebody, you know, most people who are duped are innocent. They were misled. They genuinely think that they're doing a good thing, but they don't know, for example, if they're being manipulated by a foreign power. The Soviets were experts in misinformation and disinformation. In fact, the Russian word for disinformation is desinformatsiya. It's very commonly used, quite literally, at the Kremlin. They had a Department of Agitation and Propaganda, Agitprop. So they duped people, and they duped a lot of American liberals who didn't even realize when they were being used. With Obama, kind of in an altogether different category. I think he's somebody who never fessed up about where exactly he once stood politically, and by that, and I go through this in Dupes, I interviewed at length Dr. John Drew, who wasn't doctor back then, but he was a student at Occidental College who ran the Marxist Club on campus, and he knew Barack Obama, who was introduced to Drew when Obama was a freshman by Drew's girlfriend, and he was introduced to Drew as one of us, as a fellow Marxist. And I asked Drew about this, 28 years later, and I said, do you think Barack Obama is a Marxist today? And he said, I can't say for sure. I don't know. I'd have to sit down and talk to him. He said, but I still do see much of the Marxist sort of mental architecture in what he says. When he talks about spreading the wealth, about collectivism, uses phrases like our collective salvation as a country. And also he told me this at the time, Al. He said, when Barack Obama on the campaign trail, Paul Kengor in your neck of the woods, Western Pennsylvania, refers to certain people as clinging to their God and guns. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the very kind of Marxist way of thinking about people and their relationship to God, right? The bitter clingers. So I think with Obama, by the time he became president, he was still far on the left, so much so that he talked about a literal fundamental transformation of America. I can't say he was on the Marxist left, but he was on the far left. And I can say this, and I go through this at length in Dupes, he had a Marxist mentor in the 1970s named Frank Marshall Davis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frank Marshall Davis in Hawaii. And Frank Marshall Davis was a literal card-carrying member of Communist Party USA. His five-digit card number was 47544. He joined the party during World War II. And Frank Marshall Davis never left the faith, right, the Marxist faith. In fact, he and his fellow communists in Hawaii, their underground code language for the party was the church. They called it the church. You know, to borrow from Ronald Reagan, Marxism was, quote, that religion of theirs, quote, unquote. So they treated Marxism, even though they were atheists, they treated Marxism like a faith. And I think all of that very much influenced Barack Obama and made him into probably our most culturally, if not politically, radical president in the history of the United States.
You know, I got to say one thing, Dr. Kengor. The reason I didn't vote for Barack Obama and went against a lot of recommendations from close friends of mine was because I read the book, The Audacity of Hope. The title tells it all, in my opinion, The Audacity of Hope. It was very obvious to me after having finished that particular book that he probably was a Marxist. I can't comment at all on his, you know, the people who say he's Islamic, the people who say he's not a citizen. I have no comment on any of that. But I think he's very definitely a Marxist, and I think very definitely he hurt our country thinking that he helped it. Black Lives Matter is a movement that, in my opinion, is theoretically the African American folks do feel they are still the downtrodden, etc., etc. And I suppose they are, although I never felt that way myself, so I'm a little bit biased in that particular opinion. Anyway, having said that, this is a very important book, ladies and gentlemen. I have not read it yet, but in talking with Dr. Kengor, I guarantee you it is on my reading list. We will be back after I have read this book with Dr. Kengor talking about some very specific issues. We've only talked about two individuals here, one being John Kerry, and I think it's pretty obvious why he fits the mold, and the other one being Barack Obama, why I also think it's pretty obvious that it fits the mold. We have some interesting things going on in our country, and fortunately we have people like Dr. Paul Kengor who are bringing it to our attention. Dr. Kengor, I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for your time, sir.
Sure thing. Now call me and I'll be happy to come back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra, auto ship, and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I got to tell you, that was a really interesting discussion. Very interesting guy, and that's a book I definitely have to read. There's no question about that. Having said that, we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk with Dr. John Huber. We're going to devote two segments to this particular topic because I think it's that important. It's the topic of the shootings that are going on right now. Just had one in Santa Fe, which is about 30 miles from Houston, Texas. 10 people killed, 10 people seriously injured, students, and I believe it was two adults seriously injured. Having said that, this had to be seriously premeditated, and Dr. Huber is working in Texas with some of the authorities instigating a plan. He would actually be an integral part of that plan, but it is a plan that is very germane to stopping these things from happening. John, tell us about it.
Well, what I've been doing is talking with several judges who, you know, they look at these people who call out and make statements that they're going to harm somebody, whether it's a school or a business or whatever, and they do it on social media, and the police are often notified about these complaints. They go, they visit with the person who made the complaint, they look at the statements on social media, they put together a report, and that report basically just gets filed in case something happens. And it kind of ends right there. Unfortunately, it doesn't end right there for the person making those statements in all the cases, and we're seeing that now, what happened in Santa Fe, what happened most recently in Florida. And these people are making statements that they're going to go and harm somebody or the school, and they're following through with them. The situation in Florida, they had almost 30 visits by police officers following up on reports from social media, yet nothing was done with that. And part of the problem is the police officers aren't psychologists, they're not therapists, and their job is to investigate. So mm-hmm. That's what they do. They put together the report and they file it. Having a mental health warrant would allow the police officers to take that to a judge and say, this is the statement he made or she made, and here's the situation, and his plan or her plan is to do X, Y, and Z. The judge then looks at that, and based on the evidence that they've already collected just on the surface, the judge can then issue a warrant looking for items or tools necessary to complete the specific threat. And that would give the police officer an opportunity to go back and search a person's house to see if they have access to the equipment needed. If they have the access, they have the means to do it then. They would come back because the person still hasn't committed a crime.
Right.
And we have First Amendment rights to be able to say what we want to say. They go back to the judge then and say, well, he has access to these types of tools and these types of weapons. And the judge then makes a decision and calls them in the court and basically orders them to have a risk assessment done for violence. And it's something my office does. We do for people who are getting ready to go out on parole, for situations where we have, for example, some domestic issues, and the judge wants to double check to make sure this guy's really safe to go on probation as opposed to going ahead and giving him, you know, 3 to 9 months in jail, whatever. So they send them to us and we do a risk evaluation. It's based on statistical data. And I'll tell you right now, it's not perfect by any means, but it's better than anything else we've got right now. And if somebody has a situation like a mental illness, like bipolar disorder, where they're really likely to, react spontaneously and go harm people, the judge would get that information and be able to make a decision about getting treatment for that person. And in this whole process, there's no criminal charges filed on this individual. This is not something that's going to get them incarcerated or anything else like that. It's all about protecting the community while trying to provide a service for somebody who may or may not need it.
And I would have to say, yeah, providing a service who may or may not need it, because the comment I was going to bring up, but I didn't want to interrupt you, John, the thing that I think is really important to realize is the ACLU would jump in 30 seconds. I'm sorry, make
right.
that 3 seconds, and they would say...
Three.
Yeah, or two. You can't do that. Well, the fact of the matter is, if it's couched in such language that it's actually no harm whatsoever to the individual, it's actually couched in the language that we want to help the person. The person has made these threats. Yes, he or she has not carried them out. But the fact of the matter is, let's do a little bit of a study and let's see whether or not they have the type of mental framework where they would carry it out. That's what you're saying,
right? That's exactly right. And, you know, we do this with civil commitments here in Texas. In Louisiana, they call it a coroner's evaluation, where the coroner and has two people testify to the coroner, and they get a 72-hour mandatory observation period in a state mental health facility where they are detained for 72 hours. We're not even talking about doing that. We're just saying, let's go.
I can't imagine that happening in any other state, though, I have to say.
Well, every state, I mean, in Florida, they have Baker Act, which does the 72 hours. Here in Texas, we have a civil commitment, which is 72 hours, where we can observe to see if the person is a threat to themselves or others. And my thing is, you know, I'm not wanting to lock that person up. Have them take 4 hours out of their week and go down to a psychologist and do the evaluation. And let the psychologist process it, do that, and give the information to the judge and let the judge make an informed decision. Don't just say, let's throw them in there and do this. Because a lot of what people probably need in society is not commitment. It's probably regular outpatient treatment. It's probably some intervention in their community, some discussion with maybe people that are pressuring these individuals. And it's nowhere near as intrusive as civil commitments and Baker Acts, which are, they're across the state. California has them. Everybody has them when there's a threat to self or others.
Well, I guess if California has them, I mean, I guess it's safe to assume that the ACLU tried and failed there. You know, this particular situation, the reason I find it to be intriguing and the reason I want to get all the information, John, from you that I possibly can, is getting to be a very frequent situation in the United States. I mean, first we go to Nevada, Las Vegas, then we go to Florida, then we go to Texas, specifically the incident we're talking about right now with Santa Fe. This stuff has to stop. And I want to talk more about this, John, here in the next segment, because I have some questions as a layman for you that I think are really worth talking about. I think they're really worth me getting some information on, and consequently our listeners also getting some information on. Dr. Huber, having said that, can you stick around for a couple of minutes?
Yes, sir. I definitely can.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here and be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. Appreciate Big Analyst chatting with Dr. John Huber. Right now we're talking about something that has not a lot to do with economics, and I realize that. But I think it's a very, potentially a very, not, take out the word potentially. It's not potentially a serious situation. It is a serious situation. We're talking about examining people who make threats in public towards other people, because a lot of these shootings, for example, Florida, for example, Texas, and on and on and on, they have been, these situations have been previewed via threats by the people carrying them out. And so far, the threats by people carrying them out have not resulted whatsoever in any type of examination of those people. Am I correct, John?
That's my understanding. Now, I know on the 17th of this month, in May, there was another situation where almost the same thing played out, only they were met at the door by an armed police officer, a school resource officer, and that ended right there. And, of course, that didn't make national news at all, because it was a tragedy, but it wasn't big enough, and it didn't fit the fear message that were being sent out there. Because what I want people to think about is every year these mass shootings in workplaces, concert arenas, that type of stuff, and schools, it's less than 300 people. Now, that's horrid. It totally is. I totally agree with that. But when we look at the number of homicides that are averaging between 36,000 and 38,000 every year in this country, that makes this less than 0.1% of all the homicides going on in this country. Yet it makes up probably 85% of all the news.
Well, the fact that it makes up 85% of all the news is totally understandable because obviously violence, weird events, et cetera, do make the news because that's what people want to read about.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is we simply have to do something to stop this from going on. And even if you only stop one Las Vegas-type incident or one Santa Fe-type incident or one Parkland, Florida-type incident, you're way ahead of the game. Now, John, it's got to take a person with a somewhat disturbed personality to carry out these types of actions. Am I correct in that? The average normal person wouldn't do this.
Well, the average normal person, you're correct. I mean, for example, the Austin bomber, who really was not a terrorist, was really a serial killer that was too afraid to actually kill with his own hands. He was using these bombs to do all this stuff. And the thing is, though, his situation, the way they played it out, and we found out from the family and everything else, it's going on in so many households in this country. We have 330 to 360 million people here, and there's probably 100,000 people that are going through exactly what that guy's going through, yet he decided to take action by taking other people's lives. So there is something inherently wrong with these people that choose to move forward with violence like this. And
go ahead.
Well, and we've got to figure out what that is. And unfortunately, we have, as a society, been reacting emotionally. And I understand why. I mean, the minute I hear it, the first thing I want to know is, was it one of my kids' schools?
Right.
And, you know, and then I'm fine. But the thing is, until we start looking at the data, what's really going on, what's going on in the families, what went on from day one, from the time the kid was born, you know, to the time when they pulled the trigger and set off the explosion or whatever, we're not gonna be able to understand this stuff. And part of it goes back to the whole reason for my nonprofit. We want to destigmatize mental health so people can openly talk about what went on in these people's lives so we can get to other people like this long before they ever get to the point where they're going to actually destroy another life.
Doc, let me ask you one question. That question is very simple, and that is, how many of the perpetrators of these heinous crimes, Florida, Texas, et cetera, how many of these folks actually made threats beforehand?
Just about all of them. Maybe 10% didn't. I mean, it's a small number. And the thing was, people go, oh, he's just venting. Oh, he's just, you know, he's just spouting off. He doesn't mean anything. But now you go back, and they're doing it in Santa Fe. They're going back and talking to the high school students. They're like, no, this kid was scaring me for the last 2 years. And now, you know, he finally did something.
Yeah.
You know, the kids know. The kids know. And that's where going back with that police report and interviewing, you know, when people make these threats, interview people who saw the threat online and ask them and get some feedback and just do detective work, give it to the police officer or give it to the judge and let the judge make a determination if it's enough information, enough data to move forward with a psychological evaluation.
I'm not really sure that giving it to a judge is the appropriate person at the risk of totally disagreeing with you. I think it would be...
Fine. I mean...
No. I know it is, John. We've been friends for a long time. But I want to say the average judge is a layman, for lack of better terms, in this area.
Yes, yes.
The average John Huber is not a layman in this particular type of area. So I would say the only thing a judge, and perhaps it would be an easier sell if there was a panel of people who decided whether or not this potential perpetrator could be simply taken a look at, you know. I mean, I know the ACLU is going to jump all over this, and people are going to say, Corlin, you're nuts. What about freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera? Well, the fact of the matter is, boys and girls,
freedom of speech, whether it's the First Amendment, you're talking about the right to bear arms, et cetera, very definitely carries a responsibility. And if people aren't willing to shoulder that responsibility, I would just have to say, who cares what they think?
Right. And freedom isn't free. And we know that, but a lot of people kind of forget that. And it's important to remember, you know, I can't walk into a concert or a movie theater and start yelling fire, or I get arrested for that. And that's even right. If I claim First Amendment, you know, that's my freedom of speech. That's, you know, kind of a joking memory, you know, back in the day, that was kind of like the red line right there. You don't do that, you know. But words and actions have consequences. And it's just like if somebody, you know, somebody's my client and they come, I get a phone call from a neighbor or their brother or mom or girlfriend or wife saying he's going to go kill himself. Okay, take him to the emergency room and tell the doctors there that's what he said. And they're going to commit the guy and they're going to evaluate him and they're going to do that 72-hour watch. And they're not going to like it, but a large portion of people use that to try and manipulate other people's behavior. And they think, oh, okay, I can, once they've done it one time, they do it again and again and again. And then when they really mean to kill themselves, nobody's going to listen to them.
John, one last question. We're down to a minute here. And my question is, how hard a sell would this type of action be?
Very difficult. I've talked to several politicians. Of course, we're in an election cycle right now, and they're all like, after the election, I want to talk to you. I'm getting nowhere until then.
I find that to be really interesting. You know, I understand how some people would say, well, it's an infringement of rights. But the fact of the matter is, you get a person who is a known bully. You get a person who is known to be violent, has violent potentials, etc., etc. You have to simply take a look at those folks. And, you know, and I don't mean lock them up. I don't think you have to lock them up. I think if you say, right, well, you got to restrain them, that would be impossible to sell. But I don't know, man. It's an interesting story, but it's a story that needs to have a solution.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up KER Politics. Going on a political discussion that really has quite a bit to do with investing, and I've got Jeff Pontius, founder, etc., of Corvus Gold, a company that we talk about at least weekly on this show in terms of updates. We're not doing that necessarily right now. What we're going to talk about right now is purely and simply how the government plays a huge role in the mining industry. You know, I have to tell you, I have a friend who I have not had on the show, and I probably won't. He's a bit too opinionated, if you know what I mean. But he is a geologist, and he was in charge of the Alaska Bureau of Mines. As a matter of fact, Jeff probably, with his experience in Alaska, knows this guy. His name is Martin Konyak. Martin retired early from the from his position as the Alaska Bureau of Mines director because of what was going on in the government. He said, when the president brought in somebody to be my superior who couldn't spell geology, let alone define the term, he said that brought about the happiest moment of my life, which is when I was leaving Washington, D.C. after my resignation, and I was leaving it looking at the lights in my rear view mirror. Now, rather than talk about that, because we don't obviously have Obama in office right now, but what I want to talk about right now is the role that the government plays in various countries, and then talk a little bit about what's going on here in the United States. I want to talk about other countries simply because I know all of our listeners are invested pretty much internationally. Jeff, you've had a lot of experience overseas. Give us some examples of the, not necessarily the difference, but how the government, for example, acts in South America as an example, or Africa, or what have you.
Yeah, I think, it's for us just to start here in North America, we have the U.S. way of looking at things, and that is really more of a private property type rights. Now, the government controls large tracts of land that they allow individuals to come in and companies and acquire the mineral rights and then give you the ability to develop those mineral rights within certain environmental regulations. And so that's a very straightforward way of approach. A lot of people complain a bit about the U.S. and the fact that it is a relatively rigorous review process, but it is a process that's well-defined and has not changed in 150 years. So that compared to something like Canada, where you have crown land, government land, that is treated very similar, although the environmental review process there is much more streamlined, I would say, to the point that you just address the impact issues, and there isn't this large community or input from the surrounding stakeholders as much. Now, recently, that has been complicated by the First Nations agreements that have been made about 20 years ago, and now you have to consult with the First Nations that control or have some level of ability to comment on all lands within Canada. So Canada has become a little more difficult to work than the U.S. from that perspective. In Mexico, we have agrarian law, which is very different. It's much like most of South America, where actually agriculture and the people's rights living on the ground take precedent over the mineral rights, and that makes it much more difficult because in those areas you have to not only permit and get licenses to explore and develop land from the government agencies, but you have to bring the communities along on board as well. And we've seen many examples of communities rebelling against mining operations, companies like Tahoe that have spent hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to build a facility in an area in Guatemala, say, and now all of a sudden, because of local or community issues that have come up, they're not able to even operate their mine. So these are risk issues that we in North America really don't have a good perception of. But if you look at places like in Africa, it's really open to interpretation. And the government in a place like the Congo is the final arbitrator of permits and development licenses and the ability to mine and maintain the mine. And the problem we run into in places where government is not well established and mining laws are not well established, that those things change. And we're seeing that in the Congo right now, and it's a major impact for companies like Ivanhoe and some others that are trying to develop big billion-dollar projects and get some level of security with the process. So when I look around the world and my experience around the world in places like, say, Turkey and other places like that, I come back and I look at the United States and I say, look, we have a rigorous process here and there is a lot of public input in that process, but it is at least the rule of law here. And that is a very, very strong thing going forward for future mining operations. I think it's ultimately the most important thing.
Jeff, I think it's really important for people. I know something I've done just by second nature and based on my experience in the past doing an awful lot of SEC work, which is really the epitome of full disclosure. But what I have found out is you really have to check jurisdictions. A lot of people say Africa's great, and a lot of company executives will say we really like Africa because we know, you know, not necessarily because we know what's going on, although they do, but we like Africa because it's mining friendly. It's critical, I have found over the years, to get an absolute, stringent, accurate definition of what the heck mining friendly really means. Give an overall comment, if you would, just to kind of wrap this particular segment, this particular section up, on what you know about Australian regulations.
Well, Australian regulations, a company I work for, Anglo, had has a lot of operations there. Australian regulations are very much like we have here in the U.S. and Canada, and they're very straightforward. In Australia, a lot of the emphasis is to get mining projects in production because it's such an important economic driver for the rural areas of Australia, particularly Western Australia. So, you know, when we look at opportunities in Australia, we get to deal with a country that actually has the rule of law. They have a well-established mining history there that doesn't change from dictator to dictator. It's, it's in place, and we can depend on it. We can make large capital decisions in that environment. So I believe Australia is a great place to work, and you just got to understand the rules and the laws like we do here in the U.S. And sometimes we see Canadian companies come down here to the U.S. and they just don't understand all the issues associated with federal land and private land and the difference between those in here in the U.S. So it is a bit different for people when they come to our environment or we go to another environment like Australia.
Absolutely critical to do your due diligence on that, and that's fairly easy. Just go to Google and say mining regulations, onerous or not, in whatever area the company you're thinking about investing in happens to be located. So I want to wrap this up in the interest of full disclosure by saying, as I said, that Jeff Pontius is the founder, etc., CEO, president of Corvus Gold, and what I want to say about that is I am an investor in Corvus Gold. We chat with Jeff an awful lot. We do that because he is really a knowledgeable person when it comes to all aspects of mining. He's built a very successful career on that. Remember, I won't buy or sell any more stock in Corvus Gold unless I give you 3 days notice. And, you know, I'm probably going to pull a trigger again next week. If I do, I'll give you 3 business days notice this week. Corvus Gold is going on with their project down in Nevada, which is about an hour and a half drive north of Reno. Great infrastructure, great access, etc., etc. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks, Al.
Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com.
KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.